I noted down the words of that one, too. It says, baby, I want to buy you a Cadillac. I bought it with my soul, and you said you're going to give it back. Right? Then the next verse, it says, baby, I want to walk you home. So what happened to the Cadillac?
Insurance people took it back.
Mark, a lot of your songs, they all have your own lyrics. Most of them are very complex lyrics, are what you might call poems, not just words to put music to. But that one, really, you said isn't much about anything. Most of it seems to be, I love you, baby. It's just a refrain.
It's a sound picture, really.
A sound picture, a kind of ecstasy?
Yeah, well, just relationships with people, you know.
Can you put any finger on why it is that you're so successful? Why you've had this enormous success with the public?
I like to think it's just that, you know, that we're real for people, really. I think the idea of a rock star has changed incredibly.
Is there an element of luck in it as well? I mean, have you come to the top for musical reasons, noise reasons, for the lyrics?
You know, when you're born, it's a gamble whether or not you're going to come out alive. You know, I think it's about luck, correct, as far as luck's involved with it. It's a craft. You know, I'm a craftsman. I do what I do, and if people want to listen to it, I'm very honoured. You know?
You're not prepared to give any reasons why so many people. Can I turn the tables and ask our audience here why they like you?
They probably know more than me.
Let's just ask our audience, if we may, like to give some reasons why you like Mark's music so much, why you came here and your hundreds tonight. Anybody want to give some reasons? On this side? There's a nice...
seems to be very catching.
I didn't hear that, sorry.
His voice seems to be very catching.
His voice seems?
To be very catching.
Like the plague.
It's different to other voices.
Did you hear that, everybody? She said his voice seems very catching. He said like the plague. I heard some more suggestions around the back here. Why do you like Mark Bolan particularly?
His voice.
His wife?
Him.
I can't hear you, this. Stand up and say it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Can you tell us why?
Oh, it's just him.
It's just him.
That is music. Oh.
Well, there you go, Mark. There's a fan for you. Some more reasons over there. All right, we'll come back to this subject later. In your shows, when you're doing live shows, how important do you think is the moving around? The dancing, the feeling the music with your whole body, not just with your voice?
Communication is very important on any sort of level. I mean, when we first started, I used to sit on the floor. You know, it's very hard to move rhythmically when you're sitting cross-legged on the floor. I always used to boogie about, you know, like Elvis. You know.
Yes. But yours is more like Nureyev sometimes than like Elvis. Isn't it? You really dance a lot?
I'm a ballet dancer, yeah. Dancing cars.
You wear dancing shoes? You're a ballet dancing Cadillac fan.
Right. You got it,
But let me ask you, you heard what was the response earlier on about why people like you. Do you enjoy that business of being a star, of being recognised?
One's very unaware of it. I mean, I don't think I'm a star anyway. I'm just, you know, singing cowboy. Really, I'm not, it's, you know, I don't...
You mean that you're not stopped in the street by teenagers asking for your autograph? You don't go out in the street, maybe?
Well, yeah, and people come and talk to me.
That's nice.
I hope that's because they want to come and talk to me, yeah.
So it hasn't made a great deal of difference to your lifestyle?
I'm evading the question. I've just had to move because, you know, on Saturdays there'd be about 1,000 kids outside the house. Honestly.
Where you used to live?
Yeah. But it's sweet, I never mind. It was just at one point I had this nice jacket and it got all ripped to pieces, which is about...
And did that scare you?
Oh, no. Didn't want to hurt me. Nice people, you know.
But it's like a football crowd. It's like being on the way to Tottenham Hotspur, you mean? The crush.
I've never been to football, so...
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of people going to a small, very small space. But do you worry about the effect that you could have if you sang a song which had a particular message in that a lot of people would copy you? And that might be... Might?
Well, this, yeah, well, it's, actually, I don't believe that people... It's got illusion with it, with what the older generation have about the younger generation, especially about rock stars, is that, you know, They're a load of mindless sheep, and if someone says, get against the wall, baby, and jump out of a window, you know, they're going to do it. And it's a very odd sort of thought. Yeah, yeah. I don't think people do anything that they don't want to do. They'll certainly listen, you know, if you're talking a load of jive, then they'll just throw things at you, I would think. You know?
I think history shows that there are times when not only kids, but grown-ups too, do things like sheep.
Oh, yeah,
direction.
Yeah. I don't know that young people... Well, I'm not sure. I never met anyone. You know, if I said to all the people here, take your clothes off, I don't think they would, you know.
No, true.
They might do it.
That one I'm not asking for volunteers for. But in terms of your own... I mean, how you said you see yourself as a craftsman, and you say you don't think you're a star.
Not in the accepted showbiz. I'm not in showbiz, you know, I'm not your song and dance man, you know?
But isn't the very clothes you and T-Rex wear and the...
The clothes I want to wear. I mean, I wear these to go out in. I haven't changed today. I mean, this is...
That's your... What you
generally
wear.
This is me, baby, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Unlike me.
Well, I don't, you know...
But a big white Rolls Royce that you have, for example, and things like that, was that... You wouldn't
I bought that because I thought it was art. I like the shape of the car. It was very cheap, actually. It wasn't very expensive. I don't drive, as I said.
No,
you just look at it.
But in terms of being...
kids in the street.
Being an entertainer, and you see yourself as an entertainer, but not as a star in the sense that Engelbert Humperdinck is a star or Tom Jones is a star. Is that right?
They're in show business, you know, Matt. I don't do summer seasons or anything, pantomime. Really, I mean, that's the difference.
Yes. But you see yourself in a
and
way...
I make music.
Yes.
Because it gives me pleasure and hopefully it gives other people pleasure. End of story, really. We go and play, we do concerts because I like to know who I'm playing to. But I don't have a routine or anything that I go through. I mean, there's no...
Let me go back to the question I asked you first about success. You said that you thought that maybe it was because the lyrics, what you sing about, is...
I take my writing very seriously, I'm sure as you know. I write poetry books. I write... lots of things, you know.
But you say that what you write about rings a chord with a lot of people, particularly young people.
Yeah, well, it's relevant. There's a lot of people of the same age group as myself that don't have the ability to say what they feel. And it would give me a lot of pleasure to think there are certain people that possibly might respect what I do and would like, well, we did this show the other, which comes out, you know, whenever, like later, maybe.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to say a lot of things. That a lot of people obviously thought, because they were just logical answers to someone talking a load of garbage. It was very obvious, you know.
Can you give us the reference? Because we won't have seen that programme, some people.
Again, the question of influence and, you know, that lady said, Mark, what, you know, how do you feel about you have this incredible power over all these people? You know, like I was Hitler or something.
And you don't think you've got any power of that kind at all?
I think one has a lot of friends. I don't know, there's always going to be one person who will do something, but I don't believe... You know, people are that shallow.